Ashawavi Ajavan knows from personal experience where a lot of the parents she works with are coming from.
I've been homeless. I've been a single mother raising three children by myself. I know what it is to not have a job and have to feed your kids.
Ajavan now owns a mediation consultancy near Trolley Square in Wilmington. And on the side, she runs Every Man Counts, an organization that helps single and reentry dads, and recently some moms as well, gain parenting skills. It covers everything from infant care and cooking healthy meals on a budget to braiding hair and navigating family court. I asked Ajavan what problem Every Man Counts is trying to solve in Wilmington.
Like many other urban communities, there's a large unemployment rate. There's a lot of reentry men and women are coming out of prison. The recidivism rate continues to increase.
Ajavan says while she was finishing her master's degree at Wilmington University 4 years ago, she learned there's a connection between recidivism and parenthood.
With my research, I found that Wilmington has a higher rate of children living in the homes without their male parent due to, one, incarceration or just abandonment. And the incarceration percentages was higher than abandonment. So I started focusing on that. But what is the root cause of this and what's happening and how can we fix it? So I started interviewing people, men particularly, who were in halfway houses or in detention, like work release programs, and ask questions like, what's going on? Why are you, you know, why is there the recidivism rate so high and you're not really engaged in your children's lives? And I remember one guy told me, you know, if I could spend half the day with my child, that's going to give me enough incentive not to go back to jail. So I was like, wow, you know, that's interesting. I'm like, so what's going on? He said, well, mom doesn't want to talk to me. She penalizes me for being incarcerated, despite the fact that I tried to reach out to her several times so I can be in my child's life. So I went back and started thinking, what can we do to change that? I remember talking to my professor, who is now the commissioner of DOC, Professor Phelps. And I talked to him and I engaged him. I said, what are the issues that you're finding as a DOC worker from, you know, men and women who are being released? What's going on? And he said, those are the same things they're having issues once they come back. And they're like, the biggest thing is, if I had a reason for staying out, I wouldn't want to come back.
Ajavan's thesis focused on developing programs to help incarcerated fathers find this reason. When she graduated in 2014, she put her ideas to the test. She found community partners and people willing to volunteer their time and founded Every Man Counts.
We did our first cooking with dads. We had about 24 fathers that showed up. Our next project we did was a daddy and daughter tea party. We had children from age 2 to 16 that showed up. So I said, you know, we're going to do the third leg of the project, which was fishing. One thing that a lot of the incarcerated fathers had said was, when I was younger, I went fishing with my father and I went fishing with my friends, and we would sit at the Brandywine on the bridge and throw a stick in there with a string and we would catch some fish and we'll walk home. It was the best days of our lives. But now Brandywine Creek is drying up. There's nothing to do. When we do come out, want to take our kids fishing, they're not engaged because we don't know how to get them engaged with that. So I went to Hope Commission and I talked to Charles Madden, who was then the commissioner, the director, who partnered with me and several of his staff. We put together a fishing trip. We took, I'll never forget, we took 10 guys. We had a little van, a minivan that said 8. We took 10 guys out fishing with their kids. And let me tell you something, we didn't catch not one fish, but those kids had the best time of their lives playing with the worms. And just engaging with their fathers. And these were fathers who, if you know what the Hope Commission is, were incarcerated fathers who came out, and this was like the biggest adventure with their kids. And we thank the Hope Commission for partnering with us. So those are the programs that we started in 2014. This is 2018. Those program has extended. Our fishing trip is every year. We take fathers and their children fishing. Now we have moms that are involved. We go to North Bay Adventure Camp. It's a full day. Stubbs Elementary is one of our biggest supporter. This year we're going to have Elba Palmer, who is in second supporter, who's going to be partnering with us. We still do our daddy and daughter tea party, Stubbs Elementary again, and Wilmington Head Start. We had 175 people this year. We had 132 last year. So have you see the numbers have grown.
Ajavan says Every Man Counts, or EMC's, approach was different from other fatherhood initiatives she saw in Delaware.
The work is done once a year. And the engaging process is not there. And I think that's what's missing, what was missing, what I saw from several organizations that I've been that I've worked with. People don't want you to just engage them at one time. They want to know that you're still interested in them. They want to know that what you're doing is in their best interest. So continuous growth, continuous intervention is what I see that was needed and was missing. And that's what we do. So everybody looks forward to the programs we have every year. So every quarter we do at least one big program. So all of our programs are done from January to December. And each quarter we have a big program that is done. So it's continuous. We do have case management where we follow through with every father and mother that goes through that participate in our events. We follow up with them, make sure that they're adhering to what they've learned, that if they have any questions, if the resources that have been given to them is not working, if they need additional resources, or if they just need someone to talk to. One of the perks of EMC is we don't just do the different programs. We take a holistic approach in helping fathers and helping mothers who have been incarcerated and navigating the conversation where we add our mediation piece to it, but we help them navigate the court system. So that's something that no one else is doing besides EMC. Fathers come in who have been incarcerated for maybe, let's say, 15 years, and they come out and they're stuck with these high astronomical child support payments. Because one, they're not told that they can either modify or do something about it while they're incarcerated. So they come out, one, they have a felony against them. They can't find a job that's going to help them pay down that cost. And if they do find a job, it's not going to be affordable enough where they can live off and pay the child support so that it can stay out of jail. Because if you're late again a second time, you're going back to either work release or back into to prison, to jail.
So Every Man Counts offers a free 6-week employment engagement program out of the Route 9 library, which helps dads prepare resumes and cover letters or put together paperwork to start their own businesses. Then a team of volunteer social workers follows up with the dads. EMC also hosts a barbershop discussion series where volunteers teach customers the basics of child custody, placement, support, and guardianship. Ajavan says the Every Man Counts program has three requirements. The participants commit to being a consistent part of their children's lives rather than just wanting reduced child support payments, that they participate in at least one of the organization's big parent-child bonding programs throughout the year, and that they commit to mentoring another child in the community in addition to their own. She says the program is not for everyone.
We have had so many people that will come in for the consultation for EMC. We'll tell them what our program entails and what is required, and we'll never see them again. We have a whole drawer full of people that never came back because they just didn't want to adhere to what I had to say. But I'm very real. I keep it real. I'm here to help you, but you must give back to the community.
That's Ajawavi Ajavan, founder of Every Man Counts, which has just applied for official nonprofit status. And for Delaware Public Media, I'm Sophia Schmidt.